Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Systemair second quarter 2014 financial results call on the 28th of August 2014. Throughout today's recorded presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulty hearing the presentation, please press star zero on your telephone for operator assistance. Before we start, we would like to draw your attention to the fact that some of the information during this call contains projections or other forward-looking statements regarding future events or the future financial performance of Systemair. You can identify forward-looking statements by such terms as expect, believe, anticipate, estimate, intend, will, could, may, or might. The negative of such terms are other similar expressions. We wish to caution you that these statements are only predictions and that actual events or results may differ materially. We do not intend to update these statements to reflect events and circumstances occurring after today's date or to reflect the occurrence of unanticipated events. Many factors could cause the actual results to differ materially from those contained in our projections or forward-looking statements, including, among others, deteriorating economic and credit conditions, our competitive environment, risks associated with operating in Russia, rapid technological and market change in other industries, as well as many other risks specifically related to Systemair and its operations. I will now hand the conference over to Evgeny Chukov. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Welcome, everyone, and thank you for dialing in to discuss Systemair's second quarter 2014 results. Participating on this call, I'm Mikhail Shamolin, President and CEO, Philip Rozanov, Senior Vice President and CFO, and myself, Evgeny Chukov, Acting Head of Communications. I will now hand over the call to Mikhail for his comments.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us to discuss Systemair's second quarter 2014 results. We reported solid numbers today, showing strong organic revenue growth of 15.3% to 309 billion rubles, and year-on-year 9.4% EBITDA growth, 74 billion rubles. Importantly, in the reporting period, we achieved 194% increase in cash year-on-year, with net debt now amounting to 828 million. These results were largely driven by strong operational performance across all holdings. At our large assets, such as Башнефть, production increased by 11.5%. This is the highest production amongst its peer group, and we are pleased to see Башнефть as continued pace setter in the sector. Combined with growing oil refining volumes and stable oil price, the company reported 9.2% and 8.6% revenue and EBITDA growth, respectively. We were also pleased with the performance of MTS, which, despite all the currency and country headwinds, reported ruble revenue growth. Key positives are its 7.4% mobile subscriber base growth, 40% increase in data revenue, and gain of overall market share in Russia. Noteworthy achievements were also delivered in other holdings, such as Detский Мир, where the revenue jumped 19% in ruble terms, store space increased by 12%, and like-for-like sales grew by 12%. The group reported margins of 7.1%, the highest on record for this quarter, and is on track to deliver above 9% margin for the full year. At METSI, increased average check and robust performance of its key asset, the clinical diagnostic center on Belaruskaya Metro, resulted in 7.3% increase in ruble revenue and 5 percentage point expansion of margins. Earlier this year, METSI began construction of another center on Krasnaya Tresnya, Moscow. This will be the largest private clinical diagnostic center in the country, with floor space of over 25,000 square meters, and is on track to being opened in the second half of 2015. Positive momentum is seen in SSTL results, where EBITDA losses in the second quarter continued to narrow, and at MTS Bank, which despite a very challenging sector setup, posted top single-digit increase in interest income. The performance of our assets, we believe, is a good testament to the state of the overall Russian macroeconomic environment. The last few months have spurred numerous headlines, but at these very times that a cool and disciplined analysis can reveal that the real market opportunities. Despite the volatility, the Russian market's fundamentals remain in place, and these are continued consumption growth, low unemployment rate, and low debt-to-GDP ratio. As long-term investors committed to building best-in-class companies, we continue to see attractive opportunities and are fully committed to wisely reinvest in domestic businesses. In the second quarter, we announced several important deals which support this vision. We acquired a stake in Ozon Holdings Limited, giving us an entry to the e-commerce market, which in 2013 grew by impressive 23%, and invested in certain pulp and paper assets which combined make up Russia's largest manufacturer of sack paper and paper sacks, as well as other timber products and plywood. With experienced management team and prudent investment, the latter in particular has all the hallmarks to be a classic turnaround investment story. Sistema has long been known for attracting long-term global investors into Russian market, and in the second quarter we announced the creation of joint venture between Fresenius Kabi and our pharmaceutical business Binafarm. The JV will localize Fresenius Kabi's expansive list of products and allow us liquidity events in the future. The progress we made in managing our portfolio in the first half of this year was recently overshadowed by the events around Bashneft. Namely, these are minority shareholder action against the company's joint venture with Lukoil to develop TREPS and Titov, and separate investigation into Bashneft's prior ownership, which Sistema was not part of, but which resulted in temporary restriction on our direct and indirect stakes in the company. We would like to refrain from speculating on both events and are constrained on commenting on details. However, in light of numerous rumors and fiction, we would like to say the following. Sistema is a public company with one of the highest transparency records amongst not only Russian companies but international peer group. The process of our acquisition of Bashneft was open, fair, and for everyone to see. We've put tremendous amount of effort in developing the company into a strong and respected player in the oil and gas space, and in the process created huge value for the region and the country overall. We have no guidance in terms of length of this process, but we are cooperating fully with the investigation and are taking all possible actions to resolve it. We are resolute in defending our ownership in Bashneft and maintaining its flagship status amongst Russian oil companies. These developments have not impacted our overall activity. Sistema continues to focus on managing its asset base and delivering value. Moreover, as these and future results will show, it is business as usual at Bashneft as well. Overall, as we look into the second half of this year, we are resolute in maintaining the growth trajectory of our key assets, carefully sustaining both their large investment programs and profitability, resolving aforementioned corporate issues, and leveraging our know-how in discovering attractive domestic investment opportunities. I will now turn the call to Vsevolod Rozenov to discuss our financial results in more detail. Vsevolod, over to you.
Thank you, Mikhail. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to conclude a brief overview of our. The group's consolidated results in the second quarter of 2014 demonstrated a sustained growth in the group's operations. Consolidated revenues grew by 4.2% year-on-year and by 7.4% quarter-on-quarter in dollar terms. A 10.7% year-on-year depreciation in the average ruble exchange rate versus US dollar impacted Sistema's results. Thus, in ruble terms, our group of companies demonstrated an impressive annual growth of 15.3%. The group's adjusted consolidated OEBDA year-on-year in dollar terms was almost stable, with a slight decrease, and in ruble terms was 9.4% up. Bashneft, Detskimir, SSTL, Netsi, and some other smaller group companies contributed to the year-on-year ruble OEBDA growth, while increasing the operations of MTS in Russia was offset by a devaluation of Ukrainian hryvnia. The group's adjusted consolidated net income year-on-year increased by 47.7% in dollar and 63.5% in ruble terms. Our bottom line increase was largely due to the foreign exchange gain in MTS. In terms of macroeconomic impact, we are comfortable with both the group's standalone performance as a whole, as well as the corporate center as a standalone, due to the strict financial discipline and diversified cash generation within the group. We continue to maintain a well-balanced debt currency structure, with our share of ruble-denominated loans increasing to 74% of total consolidated debt, comparing to 70% in the previous quarter, while our share of U.S. dollar-denominated debt has decreased to 24%, which is the comfortable ratio for the group. We plan to continue maintaining the strategy of aligning the group's debt currency structure with the composition of the group's revenue currency in order to reduce foreign exchange effect on the group's result. At the corporate center, during the last 2 years, we keep a stable currency structure with a ruble debt share of about 65% versus 40% related to the debt. At the end of the reporting quarter, the ruble debt share was 62%. To hedge short-term financing risk, the group takes on the higher proportion of longer-term debt burden in accordance with its financing plan, and indeed in long-term portion, the long-term portion of group's debt increased from 67% to 83% due to the converting the Bashneft short-term debt into long-term and attracting only long-term debt financing by Bashneft and MTS. The group's total debt level grew by 10.9% quarter-on-quarter in dollar terms, partly due to the 5.8% ruble appreciation against dollar and partly to the raise of the funds by daughter companies to support their operating and capex plans. As a result of the of our disciplined approach and efficient debt management, Moody's and S&P credit rating agencies recently upgraded the group's credit rating to Ba2, with positive outlook and double plus with stable outlook, respectively. The corporate center's debt remained at the same level as in the first quarter. However, there was a slight increase in U.S. dollar terms as a result of the ruble appreciation at the end of the second quarter. The corporate center's debt maturity profile in the reporting quarter remains at a comfortable level and corresponds to the group's level of liquidity and available credit lines. As of the end of the reporting period, the corporate center portion of the 2014 maturity plan was $618 million, of which $288 million were already repaid in August. Our strong cash position at the corporate level has increased year on year and amounted to $947 million at the end of the reporting quarter, demonstrating almost threefold growth. In the third quarter, our cash position was further strengthened by approximately $700 million through a dividend inflow from subsidiaries of approximately $1.3 billion after tax, net of $590 million of Sistema dividends paid after the end of the reporting period. In general, the group has sufficient liquidity, well protected against possible currency volatility, and doesn't face issues raising debt for its operating and refinancing needs. You can find more information on our debt maturity profile, the group's financial results, and individual company breakdowns in more details in our presentation and press release published on our website. I would like to thank you for your attention and hand the call over to Evgeny.
Thank you, Psevolod. Before we turn to Q&A, I'd like to ask all participants to limit their questions surrounding Bashneft. As Mikhail has mentioned earlier on, we are constrained by comments at this stage, and we'd like to spare the time of this call to discuss our other portfolio assets and the business at large. Thank you. Operator, we can take questions.
Thank you. If any participant would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone. If you wish to cancel this request, please press star 2. There will be a short pause whilst participants register for a question. Our first question comes from Anton Fedotov, Bank of America Merrill Lynch.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for your presentation. I have a lot of questions about Bashnia, but I will actually ask you about Detskimir. What are your current plans with regard to the planned IPO, and have you made any preparations with this regard? Thank you.
Yes, on Detskimir, this is Mikhail Shamolin. Thank you for the question. The company is IPO ready, and we've made some preparations, but basically we are waiting for what's going to happen in the market, or in the markets, given the kind of political unclarity. We have had an expression of interest from a number of private equity funds to acquire minority stakes up to 30% in Detskimir kind of pre-IPO, and we're also negotiating with a few. So we have not made our final decisions, but we would not exclude, if we don't do an IPO this autumn, to maybe sell up to 10% of Detski to a private equity to monetize some of our investments, but at the value, I would say, not less than $1 billion. And as far as IPO is concerned, we'll see how the market behaves. If the market situation overall kind of stabilizes and cools down, I think there's a good probability that we will go. If not, we'll wait, but the asset is performing quite well.
We will now take our next question from Ivan Kim. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Yeah, good afternoon. Two questions, please. Firstly, at the previous call, I think you said that you're going to revisit the banking division strategy in the second quarter. So is there anything you can share with us on that? And then secondly, on India, what's the latest with your attempt to increase your voting stake in the company? And was there anything on the spectrum auction on the remaining 1.25 megahertz? Thank you.
On the banking side, no major news. We have not made any fundamental decisions to change the strategy or, to make any acquisitions in that respect. Of course, the bank, as the overall Russian banking system, is not feeling so well, especially in the consumer lending side, because, slowdown in consumption and I don't know how to say big demand for loans. People took too many loans to pay, and the level of non-performing loans in the whole banking system went up, and including MTS Bank. So we are now fighting with this issue and basically increasing the level of conservatism in the scoring models and limiting the number of consumer loans going out, lowering down the cost base of the bank, so slowing down the lending to basically avoid potential losses. So there's a lot of operational work going inside the bank, and we're not planning on any aggressive expansion anytime soon. However, of course, changes in the economy and the banking system may present opportunities, may actually present more opportunities in the corporate sector, because we see that even large companies are now starting to face lack of financing and are turning to even smaller banks like ours for corporate lending, and I mean, AAA sort of blue chip companies as we see them in Russia. So that opens another window of opportunity that we're looking at right now very carefully. As far as India is concerned, as I mentioned, the plan that we have set forth and implemented is bearing certain fruit. The losses are going down. I think Siavolod Rozanov has more details on this as well as the options. Please, Siavolod.
Yeah, thank you. So 3 points. First of all, in terms of the approval of the stake increase, we made all the internal actions already and all the internal approvals, including shareholder meeting, has happened. However, due to the kind of new government, we still haven't had the FIPB approval because there was no any meetings of FIPB recently. The FIPB stands for Foreign Investment Promotion Board, which is the body, which the government body, which approves the foreign investments above 39%. Speaking about the spectrum auction, the current understanding is that auction will happen until the end of financial year 2015. It is until March 31st, 2015. It's not going to happen, or very unlikely it's going to happen this calendar year. Most likely it's February or March next year. In terms of the type of the spectrum, in terms of the frequency put on the auction, in terms of the allocations and the blocks put on the spectrum, still there are consultations between the regulator, Department of Telecommunication and Operators, and here there is no clarity if at all 800 MHz spectrum will be put on auction. As for the business performance, we are quite happy to see that cash out is decreasing, and basically our revenue goals is above the market revenue goals, and we continuously see execution of our data-focused voice-enabled strategy.
And also on India, I would like to add that there has been legislation almost adopted on frequency sharing, and if that goes through, that will give a significant boost to the Indian business, because that will enable us to do some frequency sharing deals with some of the other players, namely Reliance and others, and this will actually lesser a lot the pressure to acquire additional carrier, and obviously lesser the cost. And we believe that with the new government, new strategy, and new approach, this is a likely outcome which will further improve our business case in India.
Great, thank you.
We will now take our next question from Sergey Vasin of Gazprom Bank. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hello. Thank you for taking the question. Well, I actually have questions on your future activities in terms of M&A. I remember during the first quarter results, you were talking that you actually gathered about $1.2 billion in cash for these sort of purposes. Any update on that? Any potential lines of businesses you are looking for now, or any update on figures you want to spend on that? Thank you.
Yes, we are looking, but we have chosen to take a bit of a more conservative stance for the time being, because of the overall unclarity where the situation is going to go and what's going to happen with the value of the assets. We will finalize some of the deals that we have in the pipeline. We also have, a few relatively small tickets that we're discussing actively right now. But as far as bigger transactions, I think we'll just have to wait and see for the next, 2-3 months, perhaps until the end of the year, how the situation really is going to play out. I think at this point, we'd rather stay on the conservative side.
All right. Well, thank you for that. And another question is actually coming back to India. What is your sort of more or less long-term view on that? I mean, once you're reaching the break-even, you're going to merge it with somebody, like make a partnership, or just develop it on your own? What's your logic there? Thank you.
Our strategy is to first of all reach stable break-even in India and kind of build a stable and sustainable business model. Because once we have that in our hands, we'll have a lot more things to play with in terms of any negotiation for any M&A or or merger or sale or whatsoever. Because before we have a well-operating profitable business, it's very difficult to think about any combinations because we don't really have the currency to trade with. And that's why it's premature to say, you know, we're going to do this or we're going to do that before we actually reach break-even. Because when we do reach break-even, I think we'll have opportunities on our hands that we're not seeing right now. And we can only kind of think about them hypothetically rather than practically.
Okay, and so just one last question, if I may. It's again on India. I know that you have part of the Indian debt is sort of guaranteed by Sistema itself. What are the current figures, if you may disclose them? I mean, how much of the debt you are actual guarantees?
Well, we at Sistema, we guaranteed 100% of the SSL debt, and the vast majority of this debt has been converted into essentially preferred stock, which is now being converted in real stock. So there is no SSTL debt outstanding, which is not guaranteed by Sistema. And the amount of debt which is yet to be converted is in stock is how much?
Around 600 million.
It's around 600 million, and this is mostly a supplier kind of a vendor-backed, you know, debt with a very attractive interest rate.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Thank you.
We will now take our next question from Olga Bystrova of Credit Suisse. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Good afternoon. I have one follow-up on the reinvestment opportunities. You're clearly sort of looking at more conservative stance. However, do you see potentially sort of more sectors that you can address going forward, or it's not yet clear? So I just want to understand whether you're waiting for valuations to come down or you're actually still testing sort of the market, what will happen. And also, as part of that question, I think there were some articles about MTS Bank raising, issuing shares. Is this, I guess it's a necessity to recapitalize the bank, or how do you see that if they will actually go ahead with this? And the second question is, we know what MTS Bashneft is upstreaming to the holding. Can you talk a little bit about what other subsidiaries you expect to upstream maybe this year and perhaps next year, given the current macro situation, and of what magnitude you would expect cash dividends from other than MTS Bashneft assets? And maybe if you don't mind, finally, you talked about Deskimir monetization of sort of liquidity option. Thank you very much for that. Can you also update us on SG Trading and potentially future liquidity option at Binafarm that you're mentioning in the press release? Thank you very much.
Okay. On opportunities and pipeline, we do have a vast pipeline, and our kind of restructuring efforts that we've taken over the last couple of years with creating portfolios, investment portfolios inside Sistema bear fruit, and those portfolios actually are bringing both deals inside the existing industries and assets and new deals. And when I said that we want to take a conservative stance, basically we want to wait and see what's going to happen with the price of assets that are being brought to table now, in view of current events. So I think we're not going to rush, but we do have a solid pipeline, and we can continue to invest effectively if we choose to do so. MTS Bank is going to issue new shares, and I think we will recapitalize the bank. We are kind of it's too early to say exactly in which amount, but I think it's a necessity, and it's also got a good opportunity given the consolidation of the Russian banking system and the opportunities that lie in front of the banks, which will remain after sort of the storm is over, because, you know, Russia needs a banking system, and financing needs current and especially coming financing needs will present a lot of future business for banks that will stand. And, you know, we plan to be one of those banks. Dividends from other assets this year, we expect total amount sold, if I'm not mistaken, over $100 million altogether. And we'll have in totality, I think, 9 companies paying dividends to us. And next year it will be roughly the same number, higher in absolute terms, but also about 9 or 10 companies will be paying dividends, and we kind of plan to maintain this level of dividend streaming growing every year. SG trading sale not sold yet. Negotiations in final stage, you know, kind of dragging along, but hope we'll close it soon. You know, sort of summer slow period, September, I think we will speed up the process. Possible liquidity events at Binafarm, we have a put option which we I think can realize in 2016 2016 in Binafarm. Too early to talk about that. We'll see how the business is going to go. But to be honest, we don't see any risks with Binafarm. I think we created a very strong joint venture, and I think the business plan is rock solid. And you know, there are no doubts that we will be making money, not losing money. What else? Well, anything else? That's it.
No, I think that's it. Thank you so much. Thank you.
As a reminder, to ask a question at this time, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. We will now take our next question from Anton Fedotov of Bank of America Merrill Lynch. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hi. How much do you plan to spend on buying out minorities in SSTL? And what will be your total cash outflows to India this year? Thank you.
We're not planning to spend cash on buying out minorities, essentially. We are planning to increase our shareholding by converting preferred shares into actual shares. Now, and our cash out for India this year was planned to be around $240 million, I believe, and we will stay well within this number, including everything.
Thank you. We have no further questions. Please continue with any further points you wish to raise.
Thank you, everyone, for joining the call today. Have a very good day.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.